This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 11th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the EurekaSprings.org website, a guide for shopping, art galleries, historic tours, and spa locations. The site also includes information on horseback riding, canoeing, hiking, and other outdoor activities. On the web at EurekaSprings.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a series of stories about philanthropic events happening in Northwest Arkansas. First, we'll learn more about the Apparel Studies program at the U of A, which has given four students the skills they need to participate in Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week. The event kicks off today and has returned for its second year, and proceeds will benefit local charities. Also, an online pop-up shop opens today to help a couple of local artists who recently suffered a tragedy. Those stories and more, but first, last week we reported on a bill making its way through the Arkansas legislature that aims to give property owners a means of recouping losses in property value incurred by development regulations passed by a government entity. The Arkansas Municipal League and the City of Fayetteville have both stated opposition to the bill, and this week the City of Springdale is following suit. Tomorrow night, the Springdale City Council is set to consider a resolution stating opposition to the bill. Springdale City Attorney Ernest Kate says the bill has the potential to garner litigation against the city's planning and zoning regulations. He says the bill's legal threshold of a 10% devaluation in property value is overly vague.
I mean, how do you determine that? I believe it would severely restrict our ability to do what the law allows us to do as far as zoning and putting regulations on the development of land, and it's just not clear. You know, and there's already federal case law on what's called regulatory takings. Regulatory takings is, well, if the city takes some action and it affects the property value of someone's property, then in some instances the city's required to pay that person. You know, it's in effect the taking of that person's property, and there's already federal law on that, and this just... I'm not sure exactly what the purpose is behind this bill.
Kate says this bill could have an impact on any of the city's development regulations, including the proposed Interstate 540 overlay district that city staff has been developing for months.
If we pass the overlay district, if a property owner believes that by us adding this extra layer of regulation on top of all these properties, if they believe that it decreased the value of their property by more than 10%, then it could result in litigation.
Senate Bill 367 was passed by the State Senate last week, and the bill heads to the House Judiciary Committee tomorrow morning. The Springdale City Council meets tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Governor Mike Beebe is touting the state's efforts to end childhood hunger. In his weekly radio address last week, the governor said that while fewer children are going without food, due in part to school-based programs that give children backpacks full of food to take home over the weekend, more still needs to be done.
Through the Federal Summer Food Service Program, children can receive the same high-quality meals in the summer months as they get during the school year. Last summer, there were more than 500 summer feeding sites throughout our state, meaning that nearly 28,000 kids found a nutritious meal each day. Our improvement in those numbers led to recognition from the USDA, but many other Arkansas children still do not have dependable access to food in the summer. In fact, last summer, nearly one-third of Arkansas's counties did not have a single feeding site.
Governor Beebe says the Arkansas Department of Human Services is seeking additional volunteer organizations to provide more summer feeding sites throughout the state. The application deadline to participate is April 15th, and more information can be found at the DHS website, humanservices.arkansas.gov. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville recently received more national recognition. Last week, the museum was honored by the Associated General Contractors of America as one of the best construction projects of 2012. For the museum construction project, contractors Lindbeck of Houston, Texas, and Nabholz Joint Venture of Conway were among 17 firms to receive the GCA's Alliant Build America Award. According to a release by the organization, the award recognizes the nation's most significant construction projects and the project's special considerations, including a suspended cable structural system on the Crystal Creek Waterway. And the goal of protecting the art inside the museum led to the project's nomination for the Build America Award. The Pea Ridge National Military Park has announced cuts in operating hours as a result of federal sequestration budget cuts. Under the new hours, the park will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on all days except Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. And the visitor center will be open between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. on the same days. The Buffalo National River has also announced scaled back operations as a result of sequestration, including fewer trash cans, no trail crew for the year, and the closure of both restrooms and entire campsites throughout the Buffalo National River. For a full list of the changes, visit the National Parks website at nps.gov. The University of Arkansas College of Engineering has announced its next dean. John English, who is currently serving as the dean of the Engineering College at Kansas State University, will become the ninth dean of the U of A Engineering College. In addition, English will also hold the Irma F. and Raymond F. Giffels Endowed Chair in Engineering. He is a U of A alumnus, earning both his bachelor's degree in electrical engineering and master's degree in operations research at the university. He also was a faculty member in the U of A's Department of Industrial Engineering from 1991 to 2007, and he was head of the department from 2000 to 2007. English takes the reins of the College of Engineering as its national reputation has been bolstered by a 19th place ranking by U.S. News and World Report. It was a good weekend for sports in Fayetteville as more than one Razorback team achieved victory in their respective events. The number one U of A men's and track and field team won the NCAA Indoor Championships, which took place at the Randall Tyson Track Center. The team clinched the top spot with 74 points, the highest team total since the Razorbacks scored 94 points in their push for the title in 1994. The win marks the program's 20th such title and the 41st national crown overall. The win is Arkansas's first NCAA win since 2006. The women's track and field team, which was the third-ranked team, placed fourth in its indoor championship bid. The team finished with a program record 42.5 points and the third top five finish in 3 years. And finally, the Diamond Hogs this weekend made up for a poor showing last week in the Coca-Cola Classic. After a 2-0 shutout Thursday, the Razorbacks again defeated San Diego State 4-3 on Friday. The team continued its winning momentum in a doubleheader Saturday when it again defeated San Diego State 8-2 in the first game and 4-1 in the second. The team will return to Baum Stadium tomorrow evening to begin a two-game set against Alabama A&M. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Expect partly sunny conditions tomorrow with highs from the mid to upper 50s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows from 26 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 32 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.